wholesale pricing. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. We're live all across North America, and we appreciate you so much coming along for the ride. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to focus on Mercedes-Benz, in particular, the offerings from AMG. We're going to be telling you all about the new E63 AMG, as well as the new supercar for Mercedes-Benz called the SLS. We'll also talk about the complete AMG lineup. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls at the usual number. It's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or via the email anytime throughout the broadcast. It is bob@autoworldradio.com. Still have a leftover trivia question from a little bit earlier in the broadcast, and that is the Ford Thunderbird. Around for a lot of years, not presently in production, but what was the largest engine? Not necessarily the most powerful engine. We've had a number of people guess the most powerful engine combination, but what's the largest cubic inch displacement engine that you could ever get in a Ford Thunderbird? The last year for this particular engine was 1976. 800-259-9231, or again, via the email, it's very easy, bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, there's no question about it. I'm very much a big fan of AMG and Mercedes, and we are going to have a treat here because we're going to spend a whole slew of time here chatting with the manager for AMG Mercedes, Greg Clark, all about the current offerings. Hey there, Greg, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you very much. Well, let's begin by talking about the latest addition to the AMG line. It's the E63, and this is, of course, based on the all-new, is it 8th generation E-Class, I believe?
Absolutely.
And certainly raises the bar, to say the least. Tell us a little bit about some of the goals for the AMG team going in to the release of the 8th generation E-Class.
Yeah, the goals actually were pretty lofty. And this is becoming more and more of a challenge for us as time progresses because the performance stakes are getting higher and higher and customers' expectations are getting higher and higher in terms of the performance they expect. And we've got to do that without compromising all of the levels of refinement and quality and durability that you expect from a Mercedes-Benz. So the E63, the latest generation, which we launched last October, for us really is a bit of a masterpiece because we managed to take a 518-horsepower super sports car, really, and squeeze it into the form of a four-door sedan. And we do that still with making a car that you can drive 7 days a week.
Absolutely. And again, like all AMG products, it's a complete package. You're not just putting a powerful engine in and leaving the rest of the vehicle alone.
A very important point. Absolutely. It certainly isn't just taking a Mercedes chassis and then dropping a big AMG engine in. The engine, of course, is the heart of the beast. It's really important. They are each hand-built by one of only 50 master technicians that we have in our headquarters in Pfalzerbach. And but really, the development doesn't stop there. We take a very holistic approach at developing our vehicles. So the AMG engineers, and AMG is a company that is continues to be run autonomously from the Mercedes-Benz mothership, but AMG engineers are there side-by-side with Mercedes development engineers when pen touches paper on a new car, an upcoming model, because they know there's going to be an AMG variant, and they take a very holistic approach, whether it be suspension or exhaust or seats, steering wheel, transmission programming. So the car is very different under the skin from a normal Mercedes-Benz vehicle.
Absolutely. Let's talk about that power plan. In recent years, you guys have moved away from turbocharging and supercharging and gone back to normally aspirated power plants. This is a 6.3 liter, and it's available in a number of different AMG products, but each one has a specific tune, Greg?
That's right, yeah, and it all depends on the application. And it's actually not just done by programming, it is actually done by the chassis it's in. So, for example, the C63, which makes anywhere between 451 and 481, depending on the equipment selected, that really is dependent upon the intake and the exhaust setup and how that engine breathes. We have a number of different engines in our portfolio. We still do offer some engines with forced induction. We have the 55 compressor or the supercharged engine in our G55. We have naturally aspirated versions of that 5.5 liter, and of course the 6.3 liter V8 that you mentioned is probably the most ubiquitous engine that we have out there at the moment. We still do offer V12 biturbos, very, very low volume, very unique and exclusive vehicles. And those are really kind of the interstellar cruisers of our portfolio, making over 604 horsepower. So they're rare these.
They are an amazing torque machines as well when you look at the torque numbers that those V12 engines produce.
738 pound-feet. And really it becomes a challenge. The challenge is greater, actually, not just producing that power, but actually finding a driveline that'll handle it and do it with Mercedes-Benz quality over the life of the vehicle. And also that's something which is very usable and just doesn't boil the rear tires as soon as you press the gas.
Very good, Greg. Let's talk a little bit about the beginnings of AMG a little bit earlier today. On my Motor Trend show, you were telling us a little bit about how it got its start. But tell our Auto World audience about AMG. Very interesting story.
Yeah, it's a story that we're very proud of. The company was founded to build racing engines back in 1967 by two Daimler engineers, Hans-Werner Alfrecht and Erhard Melchior. Now, Alfrecht and Melchior are the A and the M of AMG. The G is the town, it's Alfrecht's birthplace, Grossaspach in Germany, which isn't too far away from the company's headquarters now in Afalkama. So the company was started. They were both Daimler engineers at the time. They wanted to go racing. And everybody at that time was racing BMWs and Opels and Alphas, but nobody would think to race a Mercedes-Benz because they had a reputation for being large, heavy, gentlemen sedans. And so they really felt that if you wanted to make the best race car, you had to start with the best production car. And they felt very strongly that that was a Mercedes-Benz. So they started out building racing engines, mostly using Mercedes-Benz platforms, and they found great success actually quite early on. And they won their class and second overall at Spa-Francorchamps race in 1971. And the company has gone from strength to strength since then, built production vehicles, and was partially bought out by Mercedes-Benz in 99 and then fully bought out in 2004. But we're fortunate enough that it's run autonomously as its own entity.
Excellent. And I know certainly they're very limited production vehicles, but very popular here in North America, and particularly the state of California, I understand, just swallows up a huge share of AMG vehicles.
It certainly does, and it remains a powerhouse of sales for us. And certainly other markets are very important, too, the tri-state area in the Northeast. Southern Florida is very important, and we see big emerging markets in Texas and certainly the Bay Area, too. California, of course, everybody, the country has had their woes, but California seems to have been hit a little bit harder. So we found their importance has diminished somewhat, but still an extremely important market for us.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the E63. Recently, as we talked about this morning, Motor Trend did a comparison test, and the E63 came out the winner because this is such a dynamic vehicle. And, I mean, for a vehicle of its size, it really is offering supercar performance, and yet it is also something that you can use as a daily driver, and that's not an easy line to walk.
No, therein lies the challenge. And exactly when we talk about numbers that are like 518 horsepower, just a short time ago, this would be the preserve of the super exotic cars that are costing north of $300,000 or $400,000. And now, as expectations grow and as technology allows us to, we're able to create this supercar that looks like a four-door sedan and acts like a four-door sedan with all the refinement of a Mercedes-Benz.
Remarkable. More with Greg Clark as we talk all about AMG and Mercedes straight ahead right here on Auto World.
Audi continues to surprise the automotive world with a number of all-new vehicles, including a 10-cylinder version of the 24/7 supercar, the R8. Audi's Philippe Brébeck.
We are talking in the hundreds per year, so definitely very, very low numbers. That's the demand. We have an order bank of about, you know, of a few hundred vehicles right now. That is sort of the exclusivity that this car comes with. So we have just recently launched together three vehicles. It was the S4 sedan, the S5 Cabrio, and the R8 E10. The S5 Cabrio is a new derivative based on the A5 and S5 coupe. New convertible is also powered by a supercharged V6.
I bought blog for thelongdrive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race when the Fords and Lincolns were setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. We're talking about hot rod Mercedes-Benz here in this hour of the broadcast with Greg Clark. He is the director of AMG for Mercedes, and we're telling you all about some of the new models, including the E63 AMG. So we start with that amazing power plant. Now, Greg, tell us about the suspension and wheels and braking system on the new E.
Absolutely, because you really have to treat these as each, they're separate cogs in the machine, really, and each of the mechanical systems works in symphony with one another. So there are three main or important things about the E63, the new E63 that we're very proud of. Firstly, the engine that we discussed, hand-built, 518 horsepower. And secondly, the transmission. Connected to the engine is what we call the MCT or multi-clutch technology transmission. It does without a torque converter. So you have a wet startup clutch instead of a torque converter. So with an automatic transmission, usually you lose a lot of direct power by having a torque converter there. And there's a lot of rotational mass there to get spinning. So instead of that, we have a very light clutch pack, which spins up very easily. There's no parasitic loss of power on the engine. And that provides a method for us to get more horsepower down to the road. And the third important feature is the suspension. Making a car that handles as well as the E63 does, but yet carries the kind of mass and size that the E63 does is tough. We have a very special hybrid system with the E63 where we employ a conventional steel spring setup at the front, but a pneumatic load leveling system at the rear. So with steel springs, we're maximizing the turn-in ability and the responsiveness of the E63. So that load-leveling suspension at the rear keeps everything composed and makes sure that the attitude of the car is right at all times. So it's a very effective solution.
Let's talk about the interior of this AMG, the E63. Again, different seats, different steering wheel. Definitely a sporting approach to the interior. Tell us some more details.
Absolutely, and that's something that has to make the driver really feel connected to the vehicle. So it's by no means a detached experience at any level. As you said, the seats are completely different. We have drive dynamic seats for the driver, and that essentially means that as you experience lateral load, you go around a corner left or right, the seat bolsters left or right will inflate to keep you in place. And that really makes a big difference under hard driving situations because you expend a lot of energy actually keeping yourself in place, holding yourself into the seat. And if the seat is helping you do that, you expend much less energy. The driving experience is much better. And, of course, everything else about the interior, the materials, the design of the interior is actually a little bit different with AMG vehicles, just to reinforce the fact that you're driving something quite different from a regular Mercedes-Benz.
No question about it. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231. If anybody has any questions about the brand new E63 AMG, we would love to hear from you. This vehicle, despite its weight, despite its size, is incredibly quick. I mean, 0 to 60 times. Americans love 0 to 60, and this vehicle definitely puts down some extremely impressive numbers.
It certainly does, yeah, and depending on who's testing it and how much of a shoe they are, that really depends on the numbers, on how quick you can get to 60. We quote about 4.5 seconds, and we've seen it done closer to the 4-second mark. I think Mr. Antoine actually made it closer to the 4-second mark when he tested that, but again, it is incredible when you look at a car that is a very refined Mercedes four-door sedan. The fact that it can kind of have that Jekyll and Hyde personality, where most of the times it's Dr. Jekyll and quite sedate, and you can drive to the grocery store with it, but Mr. Hyde is lurking just under the surface whenever you want him.
You mentioned, Greg, that each engine is hand-built. Is it true that each engine is signed as well?
Absolutely right, yes, and that's one of the things that really gives our master technicians a lot of pride. So one master technician builds the engine from a raw block all the way through compression testing and filling the engine with fluids. And once that engine has been tested, because every single engine that comes off the line is compression tested, and many of them are actually put onto the engine dyno for some torture testing just to ensure that every one is absolutely durable and delivers every one of the horsepower that we quote. So the very last stage of the process is that the master technician affixes his very own steel plaque to the top of the engine, which is engraved with his signature. I say his because we actually don't have any female master technicians at the moment. We're hoping that one or two join the ranks quite shortly, but the signature is a very important thing for us and actually just speaks to the level of quality and craftsmanship in each engine.
Absolutely, and certainly speaks to the pride of the engine builder as well. Let's tell our listeners a little bit about the price of the E63 AMG. Here's a surprise. It actually is less expensive than the previous generation. I can't believe it.
Yeah, something that very rarely happens, but we really felt that this was very important. Of course, there is always a competition in any segment in which we compete, but really we wanted to have a very aggressive price point and make this car accessible. The starting price point is $85,750, which is about mid-range in our portfolio in terms of pricing. But again, for a car which delivers this level of performance, and is really for us the car of no compromise, it's performance and refinement with no compromise on either side, we feel that's a very aggressive price.
And you got to love the look of the E63 as well, with those beautiful wheels and the great new E-Class design. I think it just makes such a bold visual statement.
Yeah, we've actually been very fortunate, and one of the things that's remarkable about AMG products is that they look so similar to their closest Mercedes-Benz cousin, because so much of the stuff underneath the surface is very, very different. But we think we've got a knockout design, and people certainly are flocking to the dealerships to try and experience the E63.
Absolutely. So it's available now at selected dealerships around the nation?
It's available now at every single authorized Mercedes-Benz dealership. We don't make any kind of restrictions there. I mean, every single dealership is of high quality enough to sell an AMG product. We do have some dealerships, actually 26 in the nation right now, which are designated AMG performance centers, and the level of service and knowledge that you'll find there about AMG is quite a bit higher than a regular dealership.
Excellent, but that's good news that you can get it at any Mercedes-Benz dealership. 800-259-9231 if anybody has a question for Greg Clark, or if you want to shoot me an email, you can do that easily, bob@autoworldradio.com. Let's talk about the new supercar, the SLS. The Gullwing is back, and I am so excited.
It's been 3 years' work and a lot of hard graft, but very enjoyable work. It's a labor of love with this car. A quantum leap forward in performance, even for AMG, is extremely important for us because it is the first car 100% designed and developed by AMG. Now, most of our cars, we start with the Mercedes-Benz platform, and as I said earlier, we work hand-in-hand with the Mercedes-Benz engineers. This is the first time that we've taken a very own, fresh approach to building our own complete car, and what a super sports car it is.
We're going to hear lots more about the new Halo car, the SLS, straight ahead, right here on Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching together.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and it's easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Haggerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now here's your limited time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Greg Clark is with us from Mercedes AMG. He is telling us all about the new E63 AMG as well as the SLS, which just before the break there, Greg was telling us this is the first vehicle built from scratch from AMG. And boy, that must have been a real exciting project for all the engineers, Greg.
It was. And I think it's this is done really under the leadership of the top management at AMG. And it's a coming of age for AMG, and the time was right, really, to do a car which is completely our own and does not use the pre-existing chassis of a Mercedes-Benz vehicle. So the car itself, it's mostly aluminum. It's, there's a hand-built aluminum space frame, which is a first for a Mercedes-Benz vehicle. Most of the panels on the car are aluminum, and that allowed us to really achieve our target of very low weight. So this, despite being the most one of the most powerful, most capable products in our portfolio, it actually comes in at the lightest, even lighter than a C63.
No kidding. Wow. That just shows you the aluminum, like you say. And again, return to the Gullwing. Was this planned from the get-go or something that evolved during the development process?
It's something that evolved actually very early in the development process because one of the development engineers looked at this and looked at really what we had to achieve in terms of dynamics, and this really is a true track performer. And when we were looking at things like weight distribution, because this is a front mid-engine vehicle with the engine tucked way back behind the front axle, and the proportions that that gives were very much a cab-backward approach where the drivers sit and passengers sit behind the center line of the vehicle, was actually quite similar to the original Gullwing, the 300 SL from the 50s, a very iconic car. And somebody actually went ahead and superimposed the silhouette of this 300 SL on top of the SLS And that kind of set light bulbs off thinking, well, maybe we could do this. Maybe we could resurrect the most iconic automotive design statement in 50 years with the SLS, and that's exactly what happened.
Well, certainly people have been talking about it for years, and when you look at, the original 300SL and the impact, like you said, that it's had on automotive design, on automotive history, today, when you go to the high-end auction, certainly the values of the early 300SLs are just through the roof, and certainly to see that styling feature back here in a modern-day supercar is welcomed by the entire enthusiast world.
It's very exciting, really exciting for us. I mean, the first time in half a century that we've been able to pull this off, and we as a manufacturer think that Mercedes-Benz is really the only manufacturer that could pull something like this off with credibility. And you're right about the classic cars. The 300SLs from the 50s were in very short supply, and the good ones nowadays, especially the ones that are coming out of our Mercedes-Benz Classic Center on the West Coast, they could make seven figures. It's really incredible the longevity of these cars and also the passion that still surrounds the Gullwing and the Mercedes-Benz brand.
It's interesting that the direction that you took with this new Halo car. Previously, of course, the top-of-the-line Mercedes was a collaboration with McLaren, the SLR, and was available in a variety of different forms and certainly an incredible performance vehicle, but, you know, made with carbon fiber materials, you know, very expensive. This new flagship model for Mercedes-Benz really, I think, surprised the competition with Lexus coming out with their LFA, which is a very composite kind of built vehicle, and when you look at some of the other supercars on the market today, I think you raised a lot of eyebrows with the price tag of this one.
Yeah, and we haven't officially announced the price yet. As close as we've gotten to that is staying a shade under $200,000, which, as you said, is significantly cheaper than the SLR, which was an all-carbon fiber car, and certainly significantly cheaper than the Lexus LFA, which I think as close as we've got right now is about $350,000 price tag for that car. And, of course, there are advantages to carbon fiber in terms of weight. Even though the SLS AMG is lighter than the SLR, it's working with aluminum is actually the smart choice for us because not only from a production cost perspective, and therefore that sets the MSRP, it's cheaper, but when you have a little fender bender maybe or a little ding in the car, when you have a ding in a carbon fiber car, it's a real event. It's a big event for the bank account and the wallet, whereas aluminum is much easier for us to work with, and it's a lot kinder to the end customer.
Absolutely, and certainly a lot more dealers are familiar and used to working with aluminum carbon fibers, a whole different ballgame. When you look at, again, the styling statement that this vehicle makes, I know some folks haven't warmed up to it as much as I have, but I think proportionally it is so well done, and I would imagine aerodynamically this car is extremely well sorted out as well.
It absolutely is up to very, very high speeds. It's electronically limited at 197 miles an hour, although theoretically it's capable of over 200 miles an hour. We've had a great response. Press response, customer response, dealer response has been phenomenal. And I have to say that the pictures that are out there on the internet or any picture of the SLS just doesn't do it justice. It's amazing when you get up close and personal with the car, how much more of a character it takes on and really how much more you learn to appreciate it.
That is so true. Got an email question here. This one is from Patrick. Patrick is in Iowa listening on KXEL. He wants to know, are the Gullwing doors power activated?
That's a great question, Patrick, and actually one that we get very frequently. All the auto shows and events that I've been to, that question usually crops up. The answer is no. We did investigate that earlier on in the development process, but to make them electrically actuated, what you'll need is actually some firstly very strong struts on the door and also electric motors, which are heavy, and they're also located or would be located at exactly the wrong place. They'd be located up on the roof, high, of course, raising the center of gravity and positioning a couple of items of mass right at the top of the roof, which for handling a lateral dynamics really was the enemy for us. So with the core philosophy here, performance and weight optimization, the electric actuators for the door were ruled out.
It makes sense. Talk a little bit about the interior design philosophy for the SLS, Greg.
Again, yeah, it's something which we're very, very proud of, and we think we've pulled off a bit of a coup here, because when you talk about a car that delivers this level of performance, 563 horsepower, 0 to 60 in about 3.6 seconds, typically you expect there's going to be a compromise. There has to be some kind of sacrifice in terms of comfort or being able to drive the car for long periods of time. And in fact, I think the guys have done an incredible job, because you can drive this car for hours without having to visit either the dentist or the chiropractor after this. and really, it is very pleasurable to drive. Nothing but the highest standard of materials, a very, very soft Nappa leather everywhere in the interior, and also all the technology that you might expect from a Mercedes-Benz, so navigation and Parktronic and a rear view camera and all the entertainment features, including an optional Bang & Olufsen sound system, are offered. So, again, another example of where we weren't willing to compromise on the refinement that you expect from a Mercedes-Benz, married to that supercar performance from AMG.
And once again, my compatriot there at Motor Trend, editor-at-large Art St. Antoine, just loves the way the vehicle handles on the track. I mean, the SLR was a great kind of straight line vehicle, but wasn't the best handler. But this one's a real handler, from what Art has told me.
Absolutely. It really is. And that's exactly where it was born. It was born on the track. It was designed to do one thing, and it was designed to be able to go very, very fast on the track. What happened after that is that really rounding and refining those kind of performance characteristics to make the car truly livable 7 days a week on the road. And one of the things that really helps it to be very, very enjoyable on the track, not only the lightweight, but also the way that the weight is distributed. 53% rear, 47% front, allowing really remarkable composure and razor-sharp turning on the track. And when you marry that power plant, which is actually quite an evolution for us, with a 7-speed transaxle dual-clutch transmission, it just makes for a really, really electrifying driving experience.
No question about it. More with Greg Clark as we talk AMG and Mercedes straight ahead right here on Auto World.
Produced in very limited numbers, it's the all-new flagship model from Bentley for 2010. Dr. Ulrich Eichhorn is engineering manager for Bentley.
This is our 90th anniversary this year. It's also the 50th anniversary of our V8 engine, and we're celebrating both with the rollout of the new Grand Bentley, which will be called the Mulsanne. And a Bentley always has to have a certain mix of power, of refinement and craftsmanship. It will be similar power, slightly more than we had before. Refinement is taken to new heights, and the craftsmanship, if you just look over the car on the outside and on the inside, you see the detailed execution, how the lines flow, how the surfaces flow. It is all something very special. When this one rolls by, I see, wow, this is something else.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials, or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Here's a question.
If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterol shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining us. We're having all kinds of fun here talking AMG products from Mercedes-Benz with the gentleman in charge of AMG Mercedes, Greg Clark. Greg, before we go any further, where can folks find out the best information about the complete lineup of AMG products online? What's the best spot?
Well, certainly the best starting place is our Mercedes-Benz corporate website for the U.S., and that's www.mbusa.com. It's M as in Mercedes, B as in Benz, USA.com.
Excellent. Let's go through the entire AMG lineup, beginning with the entry-level vehicle, and hardly an entry-level car. One of my favorites, it's the C63 AMG. It's a beast.
Yes, it is. It's actually one of my favorite cars of the portfolio, just because it's so easy to drive and it's so rewarding. It really is a wolf in sheep's clothing. And as an entry-level car, 451 horsepower or 481 horsepower when you equip it with the AMG development package, it is such a bundle of fun. And it really has people in that particular segment really, really impressed and provides some very stiff competition for the BMW M3.
It sure does. It has an amazing transmission as well. Tell our listeners about that.
7-speed transmission has automatic rev shifting and downshift, rev mesh downshifting, which makes it really thrilling to drive. 3 transmission modes, and as I say, mated to that that hand-built V8, developing 451 to 481 horsepower in a car as compact as the C63, just makes it a blast to drive.
And what's the starting price on the C63?
The starting price on the C63 right now is $57,300.
Amazing. That was such a value for the money. When we move up from the C63, what's the next vehicle on the AMG portfolio?
Really, if you stay within the passenger cars, it's the E63 AMG that we discussed earlier on, the price stands for $85,750.
Excellent. And, of course, when we get into the SLK, that's an amazing vehicle, the SLK 55 AMG.
Absolutely, yeah. Thank you for reminding me. I always forget about the poor little SLK. Again, great car, and it's something that we use extensively at our AMG Driving Academy driving events across the country because it's so nimble, so predictable, and so fast on the autocross and also some of the short courses that we set up at some of these great tracks. And that car is around 66 and a half.
And it's remarkable when you stop and think about the previous generations of power plant and this generation with a V8 stuffed into that little SLK body.
Absolutely right. Yeah, a lot of people have been surprised by that engine. And although it develops the, say, the lowest power, it's 355 horsepower in that small chassis, it really is scintillating to drive.
And then as we move beyond the E63, what's the next step up in the AMG portfolio?
Well, I think you could look, I mean, staying with the passenger cars, you can look at the CLS 63 that we have that comes in just shy of six figures. It comes in at about 98,000. That really marries incredible AMG performance with that very, very emotional, very sexy body of the CLS.
Yeah, I love the CLS. And, of course, you guys are really credited with as Mercedes-Benz has done many times in its history, starting an industry trend. I mean, before the CLS, there really wasn't anything out there like it, a four-door coupe-like vehicle, and now we see many, many competitors going with similar incarnations.
I got to tell you, it was a huge surprise to us as well when many years ago we first saw the first design sketches for the CLS, because it was such a departure from what people expected from a Mercedes-Benz vehicle. But I think that's one of the things that our brand does exceptionally well, and it's really making trends or forging into uncharted territory. And the CLS 63 AMG has been remarkably successful, particularly in California and Southern Florida.
Absolutely. Moving up from there, we get into the S-Class stuff?
We do, from the passenger car perspective, but sort of in between and still underneath 100,000 is the ML 63. So it's our ML SUV, which has the full AMG treatment, and that really is incredible because more than 500 horsepower in the ML, allowing 0 to 60 times of sub 5 seconds, that thing really is incredible because you have all the functionality, all the utility of an SUV, but the performance of a sports car, and that car is around 91,000.
And a lot of details in that vehicle, too, everything from the running boards to some of the treatments on the interior. I mean, it's a true sporting SUV, to say the least. I mean, this is a real deal vehicle.
And the segment that we created, absolutely. Back with the ML55, we developed the very first high-performance SUV on the marketplace. And that, of course, has been followed. We have entrants by Porsche, of course, and now BMW. So some very, very quality vehicles, there's no question about that, but we still feel that the ML 63 is really the top of the segment there.
Absolutely. And then we get into, as we touched on, the S-Class, which offers just an amazing 12-cylinder engine. Tell our listeners about that.
No, we have two different variants. We have the S63 AMG, which is the V8 carrying that same handle, 518 horsepower V8. And then the S65 AMG, which is the Interstellar Cruiser I talked about earlier on. And that's 604 horsepower out of a hand-built 6-liter V12 engine. And, in fact, our master engine builders have to train even longer. They have to work on the V8 assembly line for 2 or 3 years before they're allowed to even then go ahead and take an apprentice to build the V12s because they're that much more involved. Those engines with 604 horsepower and 738 pound-feet of torque, like nothing else. You feel that this power is never going to end.
I remember back a number of years, I haven't been to the Chicago Auto Show in a few, but a few years back you guys had a demonstration in which you had some of the master engine builders building those V12 power plants right there at the show.
We absolutely did. That was something which was incredibly popular. People still talk about that because they really did get to see it from the raw block all the way through with all of the parts which are hand-scanned by the machine, by the assembler, so that we can track down exactly which connecting rod or piston or valve went into which engine. And it's that level of attention to detail, not only in the assembly, but also in the tracking and testing process, which makes AMG what it is.
Absolutely. Let's touch on the big CL coupe. Is that available in AMG form as well?
It absolutely is. We have, again, two variants there, the CL63 AMG and then the CL55 AMG. Very rarely I see one of those on the road, but when I do see it, it's such a treat because you know that it's truly owned by a power junkie, a performance enthusiast who demands all of the comforts and refinements of the very upper line Mercedes-Benz, that he's not willing to sacrifice that rocket ship performance.
Well, it is a remarkable lineup of vehicles, and you guys in recent years have made a conscious decision not to have a AMG variant of every one of your vehicles, which I think in the long run is a smart move.
I think I completely agree with you there. I mean, that's something which was an evolution for us, and when you look at the philosophy, what we are able to do technologically, what our engineers are able to achieve, really there are things that are manifold. We could make an AMG version of every Mercedes-Benz. So we're sort of moving now from the because we can philosophy to the because we should, moving back to those true intent and the true spirit in under which AMG was formed back in 1967, which was to go racing. Cars that are as light as possible, are as quick and as nimble as possible. So that means that cars like the R63, where we had an AMG version of our R-Class, a car which was extraordinarily rare and was enjoyed by a few connoisseurs, is something where we're going to turn our attention back to those cars like the C63 and the SL63, and now, importantly, the SLS.
Certainly, absolutely. And we must touch on the SL variants. Certainly one of the most beautiful roadsters in all of the world, and with the AMG treatment, it is just an amazing ride.
It really has proven to be extraordinarily successful. I mean, its predecessor, the SL55 AMG, is the most successful, most popular AMG of all time. When it was debuted, back for us anyway, here in the U.S. market in 2003, it produced almost 500 horsepower, almost 500 pound-feet of torque, and did it at a price that was about half of that of the exotic competitors that offered those same levels of performance. So that really was another big, big milestone in AMG's history. And the SL has gone from strength to strength now, offering that wet startup clutch MCT transmission mated to that 518-horsepower engine. And when you've got the roof down on that car and you're ripping up some really full-throttle shifts, it is a treat.
Absolutely. Well, it's an absolute treat to talk all things AMG with you, Greg. Look forward to getting behind the wheel of the E63 one of these days, and look forward to getting you back on the show anytime.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
I'm Bob Long. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. Thanks for coming along for the ride.
On the road tonight, seems I always end up driving by.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.